You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Just as 2022 was ending, Metallica has taken the internet by storm with the surprise announcement of their next studio album. A 2023 and 2024 world tour, and most notably, a new single. 72 Seasons marks the band's 11th studio album, which is slated to arrive April 14th, 2023, almost 7 years after the release of 2016's Hardwired to Self-Destruct. The album announcement is led by the new single, Lux Aeterna, which showcases Metallica with a very vibrant aesthetic, both sonically and visually.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. Today we are talking about the recent news that Metallica is dropping a new album in April and a new 2-year tour that we already got tickets to. Have you guys gotten tickets to this? It's gonna be epic. I'm flying solo on this podcast episode as Robert is still recovering from dental surgery. But let's get started, shall we? Robert and I are huge Metallica fans. I believe after we see them on the next tour, they will be the band that I personally have seen the most live. I think Robert has seen them more than 20 times. I am so excited for their show in Phoenix later this summer. Robert is a member of their fan club, which gives exclusive pre-sale access. And partner that with the benefits of an American Express Platinum, and you will soon know why membership has its privileges, as the old commercial used to say. We snagged 2 show tickets, which they are saying will be 2 unique sets each night and dubbed a weekend with Metallica. This is like how they did it on the festival circuit last year and when we saw them at Louder Than Life in 2021. We also snagged tickets to their 2024 shows in Seattle. And if I'm not mistaken, Five Finger Death Punch will be opening up for them in Seattle, with Pantera opening up for them in Phoenix. I am super excited for that as well, because I've never seen Pantera live and I do like Five Finger Death Punch that I have seen several times at Louder Than Life. So I'm super stoked, you guys. What is the breaking news? Well, similar to how Hardwired to Self-Destruct recalled elements of the band's early thrash days, Lux Aeterna has Metallica revitalizing their old school sound, but to an even further extent. Straight out the gate, the production quality and performances by each of the members is surprisingly good. Lars and James seem like the clear standouts on Lux, with Hetfield's vocal melodies and rhythm playing being as tight as ever, and Ulrich's pummeling drum patterns putting the band's youthful energy on full display. In proper album announcement etiquette, Metallica has also revealed a massive world tour for 2023 and 2024 in support of the new record. The band has already gone ahead with the pre-orders for 72 Seasons, as well as providing the record's length and track listing details. Screaming Suicide, Sleepwalk My Life Away, You Must Burn, Lux Aeterna, Crown of Barbed Wire, Chasing Light, If Darkness Had a Son, Too Far Gone, Room of Mirrors, and Enamorata. 12. Well, 10 announced thus far, but 12 new tracks clocking in at 77 minutes is certainly a bulky amount of new Metallica, and it also happens to be the exact same length and number of tracks as their previous LP, Hardwired, which the band initially released as a double album. Call it cliche, but it would have been neat if they decided to keep 72 seasons at 72 minutes. But I'm not complaining. Speaking of, in a new press release by James Hetfield, he revealed where the concept behind the album's title came from. He says, 72 seasons, the first 18 years of our lives that form our true or false selves. The concept that we were told who we are by our parents, a possible pigeonholing around what kind of personality we are. I think the most interesting part of this is the continued study of those core beliefs and how it affects our perception of the world today. Much of our adult experience is reenactment or reaction to these childhood experiences. Prisoners of childhood, or breaking free of those bondages we carry. Wow. Overall, this is a very powerful and promising start from Metallica and their next album cycle. The band is obviously getting older as the years go on, but it's hard to see through that aspect given the sheer energy and charisma on display in Lux Aeterna. Metallica is clearly still capable of churning old school metal anthems, and they seem to be having a good time all the while doing it. So, are you excited for the Metallica announcement? Are you going to any of the shows? If so, let us know in the comments sections or on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. And if you are going, let us know, because we'd love to hook up. One last thing. Did you know the single best thing you can do for our show is to tell your family and friends how you listen? Who knows? They might just become a rabid listener just like you. Until next time, I'm Michelle Forto for First Paw Media.